your business.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This ought to be a great class. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Are you blissed? I am. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com, broadcasting right here from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Tom's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. Well, you know, it's like, I don't want to be doom and gloom, but...
All right, okay. So, how are we gonna arrange that?
Well, I have been doing some study, and what I'm discovering is really alarming, and I have to share it just as a fiduciary kind of responsibility. Nobody's saying this. Okay, there in information theory, there's a set of mathematics, information theory, and there's a very famous algorithm that states that if you have enough information to ask a coherent question, you have enough information to answer it. With that said, that means the information is contained in the way you structure the question. And so there is a series of algebras that have been used to predict the future. And they're very accurate. What this one is called, it's like an infobot, something that Cliff High would discuss, that was developed by Ben Goetzel. He's a math friend of mine that's pretty solid in his mathematical approaches to things. And his primary emphasis is in ons and Clifford algebras. And he has developed an infobot that takes the chatter on the internet and groups it into different kinds of structuring that accurately then predicts the future. And here it goes. What this system of mathematics is predicting is that, number one, Fukushima was an extinction event, that nothing on Earth lives after the year 2050. Now, there's more to this, and it goes on, and I'll give you the predictions. What happens is everything on Earth dies by the year 2050 because of Fukushima. The amount of radiation that is leaking into the ocean now, all over the internet, they are saying today not to eat anything from the Pacific Ocean. And that's just the beginning of it. As we've talked about in past conversations, there are ways you can try to minimize some of the already effects. You know, I was watching this video from the Health Ranger, Adams, Mike Adams, and he took a chicken McNugget and then went into it with a microscope to see what was actually inside the chicken McNugget. It grossed me out. There's fibers in it that look like Morgellons. And nobody knows what the Morgellons is. The dolphin kill off on the East Coast, the FEMA inactions that are going on. I think there's something large going on. Here in the state of Oregon, the National Guard's everywhere here, and with their Humvees and all the rest of it. And I had a friend visiting in, and we went up into the mountains, and we're driving around. We're going up to a little 6 mile up on the Illinois, and they stopped us on the road and would not let us go back on in. And this is after the forest fires are all out and gone. So something else is going on here, and I started reading about Fukushima, and by the year 2050, the infobots also include that by the year 2100, pretty much all of the stratosphere particulates of plutonium and the rest of it that there will be cleaned up. Who cleans it up? Well, now that's the other part of the infobot that says there is rioting going on Mars right now. Yes, it's colonized. Yes, it's moving forward. And the big revolt that's going on had to do with Curiosity's nuclear power plant and the outrage of the people on Mars to even allow that kind of technology on their planet. It's interesting. Who is to assume it? I'm enough of a scientist to realize that predictions of using information theory is actually a very valid approach to things. And the chatter that you would find on the internet is such that it's hard to disseminate what's real and what's fake. That's what an infobot does. And then tries, by credible sources and other kinds of algorithms, comes up with a prediction. It's pretty serious. And I don't think anybody is talking about it. Now, and here we are talking about going into Syria. We don't have the money to do that. And it's just crazy what's going on. I don't want us to invade Syria. How many people in the American public do not want to see that happen, and yet watch what does happen and how that affects your pocketbook? Something else is going on here, and I don't really get the big picture yet, but I felt a responsibility of at least saying something.
Rick, the statistics that I've read are 9% of Americans are interested in and favor invading, destroying, bombing Syria. Now, from what I can tell, we have no proof of weapons of mass destruction, and we have no idea where the nerve gas came from. And rogue elements are not capable of making these kinds of weapons. So when I look at this, Rick, and this is just my opinion, I think we were involved. I think we were involved in making this mess so that we could go in there and
weapons to someone irresponsible, let them pull the trigger, and then blame it on Rio. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and not only that, Rick. Now, why would we do this? Well, you know, it keeps the munitions companies in business
And other things related.
Yeah, and in addition,
how this all relates to Fukushima. I don't understand. You know, when you wanted to know my top three problems, you know, mm-hmm. Fukushima is number one, chemtrails is number two, and GMOs are number three. And now I've got a fourth one, which is epigenetics, and it's unbelievable what's going on. You know, at the last conference, I did a small workshop on how to defend yourselves based around my newest book on power tools. And I have to tell you, those protocols in there will help, but I don't have any defense against plutonium. Even your blue-green algaes off of freshwater ponds, you know, like chlorella, spirulina, and what they call Klamath blue-green, Aphanonophis unplus aqua. Those all will help bioremediate toxins, heavy metals, and radioactive material out of your body, but nothing will do plutonium. When you get, and who designed that, you know, General Electric, who designed these to have open pit spent plutonium fuel rods on fault lines with no backup or actual absolute how you get rid of it? It was like the greed was to take all the money and leave the problems to our grandchildren. And there's people need to say something now. I mean, on an individual basis,
Rick,
it's coming to that level.
Rick, one of our one of our team at USA Prepares heard me on the radio talking about General Electric and looking at the coast of Japan.
Some of them would
be out there.
This morning, it's terrible. You know, there are maps that actually show the amount of radiation going into the sea on a moment-to-moment basis, and it's unbelievable. They just, this last week, shut off all their filtration because it's not working. That means there's no defense against it right now. They're not even trying.
Yeah, right. Well, Rick, what happened was one of our students who listens to us on the radio at USA Prepares heard me talking about, well, imagine being in a boat a mile off the coast of Japan and saying, hey, let's litter the coastline of Japan with nuclear reactors. And he heard me say that, and then I mentioned that they were designed and built by General Electric. And so he sent me their phone number. Rick, I gave out this phone number, and I'll give it out in just a minute. And this is the corporate headquarters for General Electric. I gave out this number, and I called it during the break that day, a couple weeks ago. It was on the 15th that I did this, and of this month. And I got through to Jeff Immelt's office, and he's the CEO of General Electric, and he was in a meeting, so he couldn't talk to me. But I did this while I was on the break, right here on Genesis. Kind of like if I called during the next break, okay? Well, I've given out that number a couple more times on the air. And I said, it's his number. Do you know that that number now goes to voicemail? They don't even answer that line anymore?
Yeah. That's the way it's going to go. And there's going to be no accountability. It's all about greed and leaving it to our children to worry.
Right. So here's that number.
On fault lines. That's crazy. Chattanooga, where I was visiting, I fell in love with that city, and yet I will have nothing to do with that region because of TVA. The Tennessee Valley Authority has got these nuclear reactors all hidden. Can't see them, but they're there, and they're on fault lines. It's crazy what they're doing. And 17 of these different reactors on the Madrid fault line here are similar in design to Fukushima, where they have open pit, you know, garbage dumps where they put the plutonium to. What are they going to do with it? Well, at some point in the distant future, quote, they'll have technology that can go in and handle it.
Dumb idea. Rick will be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, class. If you'd like to call General Electric and ask them what they plan on doing about the nuclear waste or the nuclear reactors that they've littered the planet with, Jeffrey Immelt is the CEO, I-M-M-E-L-T. Jeffrey Immelt, 203-373-2211, 203-373-2211. Repeat, 203-373-2211. Rick, at the top of the next hour, we're expecting a call from one of our instructors, Lynette Pate. She's known as the organic guru. She's been to the expos. She's asked me to be involved with some of her events that she has. She is anti-GMO in a big way. And she's going to be describing a very, very emotional event. Her father, on the 20th of this month, was executed by two 20-year-olds. In Arkansas, he was shot in the head with a .44 Magnum. His body was thrown in a ditch and left there for days, 3 days. And his car was stolen, driven to a park, and burned. And then the police decided they were going to seize evidence from the deceased's residence. We're going to learn about that. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. Rick, I'd like you to be with me for all of this.
Yeah, I met her. She was a nice person. Very sorry to hear about what happened.
Yeah, it's very, very sick.
Just less than a week and a half ago. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. So she's going to call in, and that's the plan. I talked to her a couple minutes before we started broadcasting, and So it's going to be a somber part of this class. But she's gonna help share what happens by the police. She's gonna talk about criminals who are let out of jail. She's gonna tell some things that most people would not even want to discuss. So that's Lynette Pate, LYNNETTE, Pate, PATE. She's one of us, one of your instructors. Rick, we're talking about plutonium. We're talking about the three events that you're most concerned with. And what happened, class, is probably months ago I asked Rick, what are the top three things he's concerned about concerning mankind? What events or what things are happening that we need to worry most about? What are the top three? And Rick responded with Fukushima, chemtrails, GMOs, and he just added to that list epigenetics. And Rick, epigenetics is, the way I think about it, Rick, it's kind of like what Darwin was talking about with evolution. The environment, the foods, the surroundings that we have are changing our genetics real time.
Yes, that's correct. Epigenetics is the suggestion that there is a supercode on the DNA beyond just the hologram of who you were, who you are, and who you will be. For example, a given gene in the sequencing can determine whether it came from your mother or your father. If it came from your mother, these kinds of behaviors will occur. If it came from your father, other kinds of behaviors will come. And what epigenetics is are these codes in the DNA that turn on and off timetables on certain kinds of things like telomerase and how the fraying of your proteins begin to cause aging, that kind of thing. And what is happening is that there are sequences in there that, when altered, will bring on or stop arthritis, for example. It's a code in the DNA that tells when it's to begin and when it's to stop. And what Monsanto and others are doing now are altering genes not so much to affect you, but your great-great-granddaughter. There is a master plan to make a different race of human beings, it would appear, that are responding to a certain kind of worldview where you are essentially a lesser form of consumer.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California health tour the first week in September 2013. You'll have four opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by two lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland, and the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot
tea?
Take my. When you go to the feed for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about epigenetics, and Rick, you mentioned the lesser form of consumer. And of course, that brings to mind the violence in our cities, the flash mobs, the thefts that these 20 to 40 member gangs or congregations do when they enter a store all of a sudden, 20 to 40 of them, and then they just steal whatever they want. They take whatever they want, and they feed their instant greed. And we're seeing this, Rick. This is something that hasn't happened before. We didn't have young people just saying, okay, ready, set, go. Let's invade this store, steal whatever we want. We knew right from wrong. So we are changing, Rick. We can see it. It's right in front of us.
There's a need for educational reform. There's a need for the home family reform. That's basically where it all begins, is in the home around the family nucleus and the lack of it. That's just one part of it. The other, of course, is that there are too many people in the world, and that what you have now I was in the race riots back in Philadelphia when I was doing graduate work back in 1966-67. I was there in the middle of it, and I saw it for myself. Individuals that wouldn't dream of a certain kind of behavior, and yet, when they get into a mob, become part of a kind of consciousness that takes over. It's an embarrassment. And makes me sometimes ashamed of our, you know, the human race in terms of what we're becoming.
Rick, when you're talking about those race riots, the National Guard was brought into a number of cities on the East Coast and the West Coast. And I was talking to a man who owned a fuel oil delivery company. And he said, I was talking to him back in the 1980s, and he said what they had to do was these were city properties, they call them row homes or row houses or townhouses with these flat roofs of brick buildings in the East Coast. And what they were doing is they had their hunting rifles. They were on the flat rooftops, on their own rooftops. And they were waiting for the invasion to come around the corner. And there was going to be guerrilla warfare with people defending and protecting their homes from these mobs. Rick, we don't just see it in gangs of young people. We see this mob mentality with SWAT teams. I've got on the website some posts where these SWAT teams come in and they bash down the door and 7, 8, 9 guys beat somebody up for no reason. I mean, tase them again.
You know,
that was
that's the adrenaline, that's the mentat, and of course the diet is all part of what makes you who you are. You are what you eat. And I'm just telling you now, I personally would avoid anything with wheat in it. I would personally avoid anything that has been processed, because almost everything that's processed has wheat of some form in it. Why? That's because they're modifying specific coding sequences in the epigenetic form to turn on and turn off signals in your body using stimulus. And the media should be ashamed of itself in terms of its fiduciary responsibilities in reporting accurately. Whatever happened to Watergate and the idea of going out and pulling up some dirt and exposing individuals and situations for what they are. I have a couple of lead scouts that I've met through, you know, your program. There's one guy in Australia that listens to you that is a mathematical genius, and he has sent me stuff that is appalling. Others like Joey and Grace Thorne, these people are all becoming aware now and are starting to see things more clearly, and that is what I would hope every single reader, listener in your radio coverage takes on personal responsibility for some of this stuff. It's not going to stop, otherwise it's not going to happen. It's going to have to start with your own personal commitments of participation or not. You're not going to get away with it anymore by hiding or ignoring it. It's not going to work like that. And Fukushima is in everybody's face, and nobody is addressing it yet.
Rick, at the expo, we did something that had never been done before, and that was we had the Nemenha, the chief of the Nemenha cloud piler, consecrate the ground as sacred. And I contacted all media, newspapers, radio, television, even the KY3 television station that we spent a fortune advertising the Get Prepared Expo on in our local market. We told them that this had never been done before. This was something that really should be covered. And that was consecrating the ground as sacred, which puts it off limits to all government employees. So we had a city property that we rented, and the government employees were put on notice that they had to apply for permission to attend our event. That meant no NSA, no FBI, no CIA, no police, no government inspection, detection, rejection. None of those minions were allowed to be at our expo without applying for permission, or they could be held individually responsible for their own actions. And we all know very well that government employees don't want to be held individually accountable for anything they do. They hide behind the government.
Well, and, they did that with the Nazis, too. You know, they were ordered to do it. You know, good luck with that.
Well, Rick, here's what happened. KY3 did not show up. And so I fired him. I told him, we're done doing business with KY3, because if they won't cover breaking national news consecrating the ground of a convention as sacred, putting the government's state, local, federal, city on notice that they were not welcome without applying for permission, if they didn't consider that national news, I didn't want anything to do with them. That's KY3, Springfield.
Yeah, usually you have to approach the owner, because the owner of that media is probably got agendas.
Well, that's what I found out. That's what I found out. And so I resisted. This is really the first time that I mentioned exactly who they were and what they did not do.
Yeah, name his name. And watch what he does next. You know, it's time for everybody to become accountable as a human being. It's time that, if he didn't want to cover your thing for whatever reasons, that's one thing. But the agenda part of having intent, that's the part that is going to kill mankind, is the group mentat of intentionality. If you are pure with love and grace, watch what happens in terms of the way people treat you. And, I had someone, just because of my smile the other night, someone came up and started singing to me because she liked my smile. That is a place that we want to be, that kind of place. Noticing Rick, it, too.
Rick, you're right. Rick, I got an email from Mike Parsons. Mike is one of us, and he's Namenha. He's a Native American, and he's also a medicine man, a Namenha medicine man. He's Cherokee, and he lives in Tennessee. He's run for office, and he sent me an email, and he said he'd like to have me ask you a couple of these questions. He said that he knows someone who heard a loud boom in the sky over their home, and when they went outside, they saw something that looked like a trail of blue mist in the sky. And then a few days later, they spoke to another neighbor about it, and the neighbor said that he did not look to see anything in the sky when it happened, but he found four of his cows dead and another seven stunned, and were only beginning to walk 3 days after that event. Do you have any idea what it could have been? Could it have been a meteor, space junk returning to Earth, DARPA playing with their toys?
Does the trail anything like that? I have no idea. What did the local media make of it? I'm certain it got reported, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's the first place you start. What did the local media say? If there was a cover-up, there is no local media on it, what does that suggest? I don't know what a blue thing is. I can tell you that the chem and trap trails that are going on are toxic. I think it's getting in our food system. The health ranger, Mike Adams, was doing this analysis on the chicken McNuggets. I will no longer eat anything that has been processed, including chicken. I won't do it. You take a microscope and look at it, and that's why I won't eat it. You can actually see what appear to be fiber. They're not hair. They're not metal. What is it? It looks like metal. The little tiny fibers that look intentionally put in to that processed foods. Very strange. There's a health ranger has a little video on his analysis. Just do health ranger and chicken McNuggets and it'll come up. And it's scary to realize that our food is what is called food sciences. And it's scary where that's going now. I mean, really scary with dyes and artificial coloring and nutrient additives that are not foods. They're, I don't know what they are. It's crazy. And I'm a scientist.
Rick, there's a post on the website.
Anymore. I won't do it. I'm now starting to go into realizing that probably the safest food out there comes from my own backyard, and who knows what fell from the sky onto it. You know, with all the aluminum that's now getting into our food chain, they're finding it in our bodies.
An emergency.
And it's from the chemtrails. And why are they doing it? That's how. Why?
Rick, for active terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about a loud boom in the sky. Mike Parsons had to ask that question, and we've got Mike Parsons on the line with us right now. Mike, did you want to add something to what we were talking about?
Well, I just wanted to let Dr. Richard Allen Miller know that, no, the media was not anywhere around. They were not contacted, and specifically they were not contacted because these people did not want people sneaking onto their property, hunting for meteors or whatever it might be. And this was a, you know, discussion I had with the person who witnessed this. And the interesting thing was this blue vapor trail, this blue mist that appeared to be a trail that was left from whatever hit. I assume something hit, but for something to have killed these cows and stunned these others. Now, I've not been shown the location. I've not been given anything other than what I gave you as far as information, so I don't have any other information. I just thought Dr. Miller might have, in his travels and experiences, heard of something about it. The blue mist was kind of an odd phenomenon, so I didn't know if that meant anything to him.
Yeah, the fact that it had color to it is alarming, because even meteors are usually in white light because they're disseminating and blowing up. The blue would indicate there was particulate matter that was filtering light, and that's, who knows what that is.
Yeah, I don't know if it could have been possibly some type of a railgun or some type of a laser weapon that would have vaporized biological or, you know, stuff in the air.
Yeah, but the blue trail would suggest that there was a remaining particulate that then fell. And that blue is significant. I don't know what it would be. There's not very many things that would leave that strong a color that you could see in the atmosphere like that. So it's probably toxic.
Well, the only thing I know is that the guy took out a backhoe and buried the cows where they fell. There was no necropsy done by the state medical examiner. They didn't want anybody out there, so they just took care of business. And I'm just kind of fortunate I was privy to be shared that little bit of information, but I thought if I could ask someone who might have the access to find out what it might have been.
I can look into it. That's one of the things I can do. We do have a dialogue search and other military things that I have access to. I can see what I can find out. Which state is this in, Tennessee?
Yes, it's in North Tennessee, just north of Memphis.
Okay, I'll check into it. I'll see what I can come up with.
Happened about 2.5 weeks ago.
2.5 weeks. Okay, thank you. Yeah, you're okay.
Mike, a quick question. Have you experienced abnormal cattle deaths last year?
Cattle theft?
No, death. Animals dying last year? Abnormal amount?
I don't have any cattle, but I did have some losses that were of otherwise heavy animals that was kind of random. it wasn't a large group. It was just an individual thing. And the state medical examiner knows me all too well because I don't have a problem with taking an animal in to be dissected to determine cause of death because I want to know. I want to know if this is something where somebody has thrown something over to this animal, because we're out in the middle of nowhere, and if an animal just arbitrarily dies, that's not normal.
Yeah, we had an abnormal number of cows die last year, and that's why I asked, because we had chemtrails and we had some animals die, way too many, and that's why I was asking if you saw that too.
Normal amount of chemtrails, just in the brief time I was there visiting with you, I have never seen anything like what I saw there in Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had, you know, one of them, I think, Rick precipitated a tornado. Seriously, at the last expo.
We were there to witness the great fruit like hail that came down that your son had concern with. You know, they actually pulled over and got in the center of the cab because they were afraid of windshield being broken. It was that bad. That's what he said. And you and I mean, you had to put your thing into four-wheel drive to get through the ice.
Yep. Yep, and it was warm. It was 70 degrees. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are going to be back. I believe Lynette Pate is calling in. Hang on, it's going to be an emotional second hour. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vinfinella, USAPreparers.com. Mike Parsons, thanks so much for being with us.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.